Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would like to hear from you. We pose a question to you today for this edition. What does grace mean to you? We'd love to hear from you. The lines are wide open, so you can come in and tell us. Let's talk about it today. What does grace mean to you? If you have a Bible question otherwise or something else you'd like to discuss, give us a call now, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a big hurricane coming up through the Caribbean and now up to a Category 4 again. And I guess it probably couldn't have hit the capital of the Bahamas, Nassau, any harder than it did. The eye went, I guess, just right over it. Now in Haiti, more than 130 dead. And, Bob, you and I have been to the Caribbean islands, and it's very evident that the poor people there just have no place to go.
You're right. I actually am involved with a ministry that started in Jamaica, one by one to Jamaica, and what birthed that was a hurricane that swept through, and the guy who founded it, Henry Schaefer, went down to help with the hurricane relief efforts and found his way to this little village and has been ministering down there for almost 30 years. And so we're going to see things in Haiti. There's incredible destruction there. Lives have been lost. And they were just hit not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, their situation just worsens. And then in the Bahamas, and boy, you know, if you're so moved, I would certainly encourage you, our listeners, to get involved with a relief effort. Maybe you can't go down there, but maybe you can send money. Maybe you can help here in the States to gather supplies and all the things that are necessary for people to really start their lives over. Maybe you can help gather those things and send them down that way.
Yeah.
Find out how you can help if you're so moved to do so. I think as believers in Christ, when these tragedies hit, there's something inside of us that moves us to want to help in some way or another. And maybe it's simply you're praying.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what God is moving you to do, pray for the people in Haiti, for
the Bahamas.
I know a little bit of Jamaica was hit in the Kingston area. And certainly that storm is moving north to
Florida.
South Florida.
Yeah.
So we want to be praying for those folks as well as they prepare for what's up ahead.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful to know that God moves in the hearts of people when things like this happen.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that question always comes about, where is God in the midst of tragedy?
Right.
Well, he's moving in the hearts of people all around the world. And he's going to move them in such a way to show up and to lend help to those people in their time of need. So if that's something that God is working in your heart, I just pray that you will have the courage to take a step and to help out as God moves you to do so.
Yeah. Well, again, the lines are open. Let's talk about it. What does grace mean to you if you have a question about, issues? If you have a question about natural events like this hurricane, whatever the situation is that's troubling you, if you have a question about it, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are talking about the grace of God this month, and we all know that we are saved by grace through faith. That's something that all Christians agree about. We're unified around that truth. There's no salvation apart from the grace of God. But it's also the way that we live. Just as we're saved by grace, we're to live by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That is God's plan for us. And so often we miss it. We know we're saved by grace, and then we think we have to live by the law. And so we create a mixed message as far as how to live the Christian life is concerned, and that's why so many people are messed up. That's why Christianity is so frustrating to them. That's why when people looking in on Christians, they're hoping to see love, they're hoping to see acceptance, and what they see is a bunch of people judging one another, backbiting each other. Why? Because we've allowed the law to become our standard instead of the grace of God. The grace of God lifts us higher. Grace of God puts us on a whole new plane, gives us a whole new way of life, and that is by faith. And as we are walking by faith, we see that faith being expressed in love to others. So we really need to get this right, that this Christian life is by grace through faith in Jesus. It's that simple. Now, Martin Lloyd-Jones, one of the great theologians of the last century, he put it this way: it is grace at the beginning, grace at the end. So that when you and I come to lie upon our deathbeds, the one thing that should comfort and help and strengthen us there is the thing that helped us in the beginning. And that is so true. I know, Richard, you've met with many people that have been in hospitals on their deathbeds. And what's important to them at that moment in time? It's the grace of God. Does God really accept me on the basis of Christ's work, or is there something that I have to do? And when they find out it's all about the grace of God, that brings comfort and peace to their hearts. That's what people want to know when their time is close at hand. And so the thing that helped us in the beginning is the very thing that comforts, helps us, and strengthens us at the end. So not what we have been, not what we have done, but the grace of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. If we're trying to find comfort at the end of our lives based on what we've done, based on where we've been, based on what we have, we're not going to find much comfort.
No.
Because we will always look and say, I could have done more, I should have done more. I could have been more, I should have been more. And we're going to sit there in self-condemnation. But when we turn our eyes to the grace of God, we find comfort and peace. So Martin Lloyd-Jones goes on to say, the Christian life starts with grace. It must continue with grace. It ends with grace. Grace, wondrous grace. By the grace of God, I am what I am, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. And I think that is such a powerful, powerful statement. And if only the Christian world would grab hold of that. We've grabbed a hold of the fact that it's by grace that we are saved. But once we grab a hold of the fact that it's by grace that we live, that's when the Christian life explodes, and the world will see what God has saved us to be as children of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. What does grace mean to you? We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, and let's talk about it. 844-322-2742. Do you describe your life as full of grace and peace, or do you, like so many others, wonder, what am I missing? You long for peace, you long for joy and purpose, but fear, self-effort, and anxiety seem to fill up your life every day. What's missing is that you're not fully embracing the grace of God. Grace is relevant. It's essential for daily living. It's grace that empowers you, it teaches you, and grace that produces joy and peace and purpose. And we want you to experience more of God's grace by sending you our brand new CD series, Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. It's our gift to say thanks for your donation to help us reach more people around the world with the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just visit basicgospel.net, click donate, and give your best gift today.
Bob, can I add a sense of urgency to that resource that we're offering, Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out? The grace of God really is the heart and soul of the Christian message. If you want to grow, you need to find out what the grace of God is all about. There is no other way. So when we are talking about the grace of God, we're not just talking about, you know, learning how to be a better husband or a better wife. We're talking about the very core essence of life in Christ. There is no life in Christ apart from the grace of God. What is missing in the Christian church today? What is missing in the lives of Christians all over the world today? It's the grace of God. So folks, grab a hold of this resource. Do not let this month go by without picking up your copy. Listen to it. Dive into the Word of God. Look at all the passages that talk about the grace of God. Share these in Bible study. Share these in Sunday school classes. Share them with your family members. Once you've got it, once you've listened through it, then pass this resource on to others. I can't emphasize enough how important this resource is. It is the heart and soul of Christianity. If you want to live out to the full measure what Christ has poured into you, you need to know about the grace of God.
Yeah, absolutely. And friends, again, just click donate at basicgospel.net and we'll get a copy of the CD series. Wonderful. Grace defined, grace lived out. 844-322-2742. Lines available right now. And guys, we had a call that by recording from Christopher overnight. Let's listen to that call right now.
Yes, hello. My name is Christopher. I'm having a trouble with my relationship with God. I've been in and out of the, church, And I'm just wondering, I've never had a relationship longer than 3 months or so with a woman. And I was just wondering maybe if that was the reason why my relationship with God isn't all that good, because I seem to get in a relationship with a woman, and for some reason I'm the one who pushes her away and build that wall. And I was just asking that question, you know. I know I'm not very good at relationships, and if that's the reason why I'm in and out.
Boy, what a great question.
Yeah, it is.
And for us to have any real healthy, enduring, meaningful relationships with other humans, with other people, whether it's in the context of marriage, whether it's friendships, whether it's just with people that we meet in the church, those relationships have to be built on the foundation of Jesus.
Yes.
And his love for us. So until we receive the love of God in Christ, we really don't have much to offer as far as other relationships are concerned. Matter of fact, when we go into those relationships, we're going into them to see what we can get out of those relationships.
Yes.
For us. We're trying to meet a need in our own heart, in our own lives. Well, and we're trying to meet needs in our own hearts and lives that only Christ can meet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a relationship with Jesus is so important and imperative as far as relationships with others are concerned. So Christopher was talking about, you know, going in and out of church, you know, he's tried the relationship with God. And that gets down to how is that relationship forged? How is a relationship with God even brought into existence? And that's where we get right back to our subject for the month.
Yes.
It is by grace. It is by grace through faith in Jesus. So God pursues us. And that may surprise people. You know, we think, you know, we need to go out and find God. We need to seek God. But you know, our condition is too bad for us to actually go seek that. We know something's wrong. We know something's missing. But we really don't know where to look. But God knows. And so he chases after us. He reaches down to us in love and grace in the person of Christ Jesus. So the thing that really keeps us away from wanting to draw near to God are our sins. And we know that our sins need to be judged. Our sins need to be punished. And we're fearful of drawing close to God because we think punishment is going to happen if we do. So we need to look at the cross. We need to look at what Jesus accomplished at the cross. He took away our sins. He removed that barrier that was keeping us from drawing near to God. He took our sins away once and for all. So Christ took the punishment that we justly deserved. And that's why part of the gospel message is this, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. So God wants you to know that, and that will melt your heart and draw you to him. But that's not the full essence of this relationship with God. He wants you to be drawn to him so that he can give you life. See, you were dead in transgressions and sins. You needed life. And what salvation is being made alive together with Christ. So you were dead, and now through faith in Jesus, you're alive. And once you're alive, God sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. So now you have this relationship. You are one with him. He is one with you. His Spirit has been connected to your human spirit, and now you're a new creature in Christ. And he starts to make himself known to you. And you can grow in your understanding of who Jesus is. You can grow in the knowledge of his love and grace and the knowledge of his character and his person. And as you do, that love is going to start to rub off on you.
Yes.
And it's going to start to rub off in your relationships. So you're going to learn that God is patient with you, that God is kind with you, that God protects you, that God always hopes the best, God perseveres with you, that God never gives up. And those types of qualities are going to start forming inside of you, and you're going to find those to become the building blocks for healthy relationships. A lot of times we don't stick with relationships. We give up. Why? Because we don't have patience. We don't realize how important patience is in having enduring relationships, things that last. So we have to realize the patience that God has with us. And as we do, then we're going to see that patience as a fruit in our lives. And it's going to be critical in these relationships. So as far as human relationships are concerned, the best ones, the healthiest ones, are those that are built upon the foundation of God's love and grace. And if you don't have a relationship with Christ, that's where to start. And maybe there's some listeners out there today that are struggling just like Christopher is. What does it mean to have a relationship with God? Well, it's through faith in Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so it's believing that Jesus was raised from the dead. It's confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. It's putting that full weight of trust in him. And when you do, you receive life everlasting. And so if you're looking for a relationship with God today, and that's your heart's desire, that you want to know God more than anything else, can I just encourage you to pray along with me? And it's going to be a simple prayer. Prayer doesn't save. It's Jesus that saves. It's his grace that saves, and he does so through faith. And prayer is a simple way to express the faith that is in your heart. So if it's your desire to have a relationship with God, I just ask that you pray along with me right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying in my place to take away my sins so that I could have a relationship with God the Father. Thank you that you were raised from the dead so that I could have life everlasting. And now I confess with my lips that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I ask that you save me. I ask that you come in and give me life and make me a brand new creature in Christ. And now by faith I receive you, and I thank you for this new life that I now have and this new relationship that I now have with God the Father through you, Jesus Christ the Son. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And there may be some people out there that have prayed that prayer. We would like to hear from you.
Yeah.
We have some resources that we can send to you that will help you understand what exactly has happened, what God does at that moment of salvation as far as you're concerned, how you've gone from death to life, how you've been given a new identity. We want you to have those resources, so we invite you to reach out to us. You can call our toll-free number, 844-412-2742, or you could simply write an email to me at bob@basicgospel.net, bob@basicgospel.net. Simply say, "I prayed along with you to receive Christ, and please send me the information." Be sure to give us your address, and we'll get that information to you as quickly as we can.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And Christopher actually used the new feature that Greg Park has put in place, friends, to serve you. It's a wonderful opportunity for those of you who listen on CSN or on SiriusXM Family Talk Channel 131 at night, or any of our stations that have a delayed broadcast of Basic Gospel. And that's, of course, any time other than 3 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. If you would like to pose a question, you can do that either of two ways by simply going to basicgospel.net/ask, A-S-K, basicgospel.net/ask. You can leave a voicemail question, or you can leave a written question on that very same page. So we encourage you to use it overnight or over the weekend, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's available for you. Well, again, right now, open lines at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you in the remaining time on this edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. As a matter of fact, June called with a question as well, using the overnight facility.
Hi, Bob and Richard and Andrew. This is June in California. Just a question. It's always puzzled us that when Christians pass away, like our relatives, we've lost so many of them, and they are with Jesus, and if he is with us, are they also present with us in some form or manner? If you could answer that question for us, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, June, thanks for that question. Yeah. So when somebody dies in Christ, a believer, a mm-hmm. Christian, what happens to them, Richard? Or do they just go to sleep? Do they go to be with the Lord? And if they're with the Lord where he is, are they cognizant of other people? Do we know all that?
Well, two things happen when someone dies who is a Christian. Their body dies and is buried or cremated or however we choose to deal with the physical situation. Their soul returns to God. Spirit and soul returns to the Father and is with Jesus now. So they have left time and entered eternity in that idea. Well, even though they're in Christ and Christ is in us, they don't get to come back into time until the resurrection. And it gets kind of complicated, but for right now, you and I live in time. Our loved one's body is still in the grave, and so we're not going to have any sense of visitation by the person who died. That would not be a good thing. Okay, Satan tries to fool us with that stuff, but he is lying. But they're present with Jesus. However Jesus is dealing with them in eternity is up to him. And he doesn't explain that in any detail to us, just that they're with him. And yet we're promised that they're going to come back with him. And so we get this whole resurrection motif where what's so helpful to me is in 1 Corinthians 15 when Paul says, you know, we won't all sleep, which means we won't all die. The body won't go into the grave. The spirit won't return to Christ. But we will all be changed. Okay, so they've had half of that change. They're waiting for the new glorified resurrected body. The rest of us who are alive when Jesus returns, we get the resurrected body. And so it's best to keep the two things separate, because you and I have to live in time, linear, one moment to the next. We get to rejoice in the indwelling Holy Spirit. How God does that is the miracle of grace. But our friends and loved ones are in Christ, and we'll leave them there, and he'll bring them back at the appropriate time.
Yes, indeed. And what the scripture says in Revelation is that there's going to be a new Jerusalem that
yes.
comes down from heaven, and it's going to set up shop here on the new earth, and that's where we're going to dwell, and we're all going to be together.
Yes.
And God is going to be there in our midst. That's the hope that we have mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus. So when a loved one dies, they simply go and be with the Lord. And one day we'll all be reunited
with the Lord
together with the Lord
yeah.
in Christ.
Yes.
And that is good news. And that's all brought about by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the grace of God, that would not be a reality. That would not be our hope. But thank God that he reached down to us in grace and provided such a wonderful future for each and every one of us.
And speaking of grace, friends, do you describe your life as full of joy and peace? Or do you, like many so many others, wonder, what am I missing? You long for peace, for joy and purpose, but fear, self-effort, and anxiety fill your daily life. What's missing is that you're not fully embracing the grace of God. Grace is relevant and essential for daily life. It is grace that empowers you, teaches you, and it's grace that produces joy, peace, and purpose. We want to help you experience more of God's grace by sending you our brand new CD series, Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to help us reach more people around the world with the love and grace of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Simply click donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. That donate link will get a copy on the way to you. Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. Well, thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to join us tomorrow for our study edition of Basic Gospel.